I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is...
Cinema Classics 2014.
Okay.
Open it right up with X-Men.
We're going to do one of these preview pieces.
Yes, we are.
I love that. X-Men Days of Future Past.
You got it, man.
Bryan Singer returns to the franchise that he launched. You're not excited for that, are you, really?
Of course not.
It's a joke.
I am. I am really excited to go through again more depression.
Does Dame Judi Dench have something coming out that you're
with
excited about?
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes, also you can't be excited. But why do you keep saying these? I thought they were supposed to say things we're excited about.
I know. Spider-Man is definitely I'm not excited about because I'm
excited
can't go
about
through
it.
All of his anguish, but we are going to find out all about his parents in the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
So maybe that's a good
I love
thing.
It. They're going to have the Rhino in there. Paul Giamatti is in there and Jamie Foxx. I'm down.
There are a lot of dudes waiting for 300, Rise of an Empire, because they love that original 300. We might get to Divergent, which
yeah.
I think looks pretty good. Dystopian World, Shailene Woodley.
Mm-hmm, from the Descendants.
Yeah, and she's got two coming out.
What about Godzilla?
I don't know.
You excited about that?
I am, because
are you?
The graphics were so poor in the originals. I want to see now what perfection is, and you're going to find out it's not half as good a film.
They already tried this in 1990-something or other,
I
and
know.
It didn't go well.
You're going to see how much we need.
I don't think it looks all that different than the Roland Emmerich version. We'll see. They're re-releasing it.
I know they are, and I don't think that's bad, but I want to see Jersey Boys. When it came to town, I was thrilled with it. One of the best I'd ever seen on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the lead, John Lloyd Young, is going to be in the
film. Well, look how Mamma Mia turned out. You rightfully.
Of course, yeah. And Into the Woods, Johnny Depp is the wolf. That's a big surprise. And then Meryl Streep will be eating as much
scenery as she possibly can. This is like the fairy tale music.
Yeah, the scene in Sondheim.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that right? It's Sondheim?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
RoboCop.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward
February
to that a little
12th.
Bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what they do with an update of that.
I'm also looking at one that nobody else will care about, The Equalizer. And this is with fading Denzel.
You don't care about that.
I don't.
Can you get me one movie you actually care about?
And one that I think you're going to like a lot.
And then let me
Christopher
know.
Nolan.
Yes,
there's
Interstellar.
A name that you like.
Yeah.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. That's
so,
Matthew McConaughey. We were just talking about that guy
so
last.
So this is going to go way past Gravity.
Yeah.
Way out there.
Could be really interesting.
One that you and I will see, mm-hmm. probably appreciate that nobody else will care about, The Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes, the Tom Cruise sci-fi.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that movie that came out last year, Oblivion?
Yes.
I didn't think that was so bad.
I didn't either.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, Edge of Tomorrow, originally titled All You Need Is Kill. For some reason, they thought that was an off-putting title. I think it's kind of...
You're right on that.
Right. All You Need Is Kill.
That's it. No.
He fights a battle against aliens and keeps dying, and then he's sent back.
Yeah.
He learns from his mistakes. It's kind of like Source Code meets... something else
okay.
where you'd be fighting aliens.
meets Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street.
And the first one was a surprise?
Yeah. I do have to endure.
Yeah.
Come in July, Melissa McCarthy, Tammy.
Hmm.
So if she's still popular.
She's got a lot of cred with the younger crowd, John.
Oh, she's so over the top, man.
She's very funny. She's a very funny lady.
Right.
She's very funny.
Well, you're talking very funny. How can you go wrong with Dumb and Dumber 2?
You can't.
Yo.
Finally, after all these years, they reunite. That could actually turn out to be really a surprise hit.
Well, I'm hoping for Jim Carrey.
He needs a shot in the arm commercially.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Grand Budapest Hotel, the new Wes Anderson film.
I love it. It sounds
so eccentric.
Have you seen
the trailer for it?
No.
The trailer is amazing.
Oh, great.
It is very funny. And, you know, what I'm most excited to see is Ralph Fiennes in a comic
role.
And we've never seen that guy kind of light into comedy. Judging by the trailer, he gives a pitch-perfect performance.
Well, do you think there may be a superior comedy in the summer?
Lars von Trier's Nymphomania?
No. Russell Crowe in perhaps his greatest role as Noah.
Noah, yes.
I don't know. I mean, who knows, but...
No, it's Darren Aronofsky.
I know it is.
You can't write that guy off.
I won't. I don't know.
What I've read about that movie, John, is that Aronofsky has incorporated a lot of Jewish mysticism and all these Jewish legends.
Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Magic in the Moonlight.
Who's his muse in this?
Emma Stone.
Might be
Come
good.
Come on, Brad Pitt has a film without a title yet.
Tank movie?
Yes.
If 2014 is half as good as 2013, we're in good shape.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.